In the film The Matrix, we see an imaginary virtual world that people are led to believe is a real world. This movie is fiction, but in the world of modern America, you have a world that's almost equally imaginary. The assumption that the American political, economic, and religious systems are good systems that are going to create happy families and happy lives. Oh, and one of America's key claims that everybody's going to have freedom. The term freedom is very rarely defined, but American children are taught from day one that America equals freedom. And that when America attacks, bombs, invades, and kills people in foreign countries, it always does so on behalf of the term freedom. And that's all good for the people being bombed because we're building a better world for them, and so on. And this is our mission. The illusion of America is beginning to develop static. Reality is intruding on the dream world of America. The American economic system, in environmental terms, has turned into one of the greatest catastrophes and one of the most malevolent forces in world history. The world order that was imposed, so-called order, really wasn't very orderly. It was a Second World War, a Third World War, the Cold War, was never very orderly to begin with. But the so-called order that was imposed in 1945, where you had the world dominated by New Deal American capitalism on one hand and Soviet communism on the other. These two systems have been two of the most, if not the most, actually the most malevolent and destructive systems in the history of the world in terms of the environment. We could document the scale of the destruction, but if you can't figure that out, you're probably hopeless to understand things. Or we'll write another lecture for you to help straighten you out. But that's reality. Instead, there have been endless fantasies about building this new world order of American imperialism, capitalism, so on, putting the geniuses on Wall Street in charge. Roosevelt's New Deal was basically, which is considered the icon of American, quote, progressive and liberal thought, was a complete mess. Roosevelt never got around to passing national health insurance, and the whole thing was really a big mess. The US was still in a depression in 1939. Roosevelt was unable to unite the country to build a viable system. World War II enshrined this disease system on a global level. And the so-called peace in 1945 was just as big an illusion and a lie as so many other things in American life, because it wasn't peace. It was a new war, the Cold War, which siphoned off trillions of dollars for a global military confrontation. There's also the fact that the Anglo-American decision to firebomb the cities of Germany and Japan, a decision which later turned out to be a military stupidity vis-a-vis targeting military targets instead of civilians, also added $1 trillion more to the rebuilding costs. So this is not a moral system. It is not a practical system. However, particularly since the collapse of the Soviet Union, we have bombarded with an endless array of propaganda that the American way is the only way, and so on and so forth. It isn't, and it's not working. And the recent disaster in New York, where the plutocrats' own headquarters nearly got washed away, is just a part of that. 9-1-1 was another part of that, where the plutocrats' own headquarters nearly got blown up, and the headquarters of American imperialism, the Pentagon, the generals and admirals in the Pentagon couldn't even defend their own building from a bunch of maniacs armed with $5 box cutters. So this is a false system. It's a lie. It's not a real system. And this is not a benevolent system. It is not a system that's going to create happy families and happy lives. It's a lie. Now, there have to be drastic reforms to get America in line with environmental realities. Unfortunately, America is a really kind of a rogue state, a criminal state that repeatedly sabotages efforts by the rest of the world to promote environmental reform. So, what goes around comes around. That's a reality.